Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, wrestling world? How you doing? Doo-doo-dan. It's the one, the only, Brain Rails. Who the fuck else? Doo-doo-dan. I'm sorry, I'm just kind of hyper because it's a wonderful world. It is because. Okay, so last night I went off the deep end like normal, but, you know, that's not abnormal for me. And though, you know, Granny Hulkster is normally on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, I have her on spot appearances now because she is been very busy with the Moose Lodge and whatnot. So I have been taking care, essentially, of business solo, if you will. Well, you know, it's exciting, though, folks, because Granny now finally gets to see NXT before I, you know, send her all 25 takeovers on DVD to cram, you know, into one evening with family because I love Granny. And speaking of which, let's see here. While I answer this question, folks, my apologies. Granted, I am excited because, you know, NXT is showing up to NXT. And also, football season is starting, so whatnot. I'm trying to be positive because yesterday really put me in a bad mood. Flushing a toilet, do I apologize for that? No. Because, essentially, I'm just telling you guys how I feel. And how I felt yesterday about Sasha going out there for 30 minutes on a promo. Let me just point out one point. Let's see here. I'm getting messages on my Instagram. That just it happens, folks. I've been getting messages lately on my Instagram that I have to answer questions, and I am not for sure how to answer. Speaking of which, you know, I have Wrestle_Radio if you want to ask me any questions on my Instagram. AEW, I'm going to be talking about them later during Off the Rails, Uncensored, how Pac has filled the spot for John Moxley, who I have MRSA. Forget which elbow it is. I have to do my digging, folks. So I apologize. I'm a broadcast journalism who needs to dig and do better. But I'm going to be also furthering my research on Monday Night Raw's numbers because you know why? I hate statistics. I really do, and I hate repeating myself, but well, wait a minute now. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show the godmother of WSC and all fandom professional wrestling. And ladies and gentlemen, now though she is in denial, you know, before the football season begins, Granny has notated to me that she is now infatuated with the Oakland Raiders because, you know, they're moving to Vegas and that'll be Granny's new favorite team. Plus, you know, all of a sudden because Nikki Cross and Alexa Bliss are champions, you know, Granny has also converted her fandom to Miss Bliss, little Miss Bliss. And though she in denial, you know what, Granny was infatuated with Jim Cornette back in the day. She was in love with Bobby Heenan. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, oh, and Granny also converted to a Yankees fan. I know she's going to say that she's not fans, but do not believe Granny when she's in denial. You know, that's one of her favorite traits, you know. Why even she's converted her name from Granny Hoaxer because of Halloween. She's been in denial ever since. She's Granny Villain now. Please welcome to the show, well, for the last time ever, as Granny Hoaxer. Granny Hoaxer.
Well, hello, B-Train. What a introduction. And fans, he's the one that's being delusional today. B-Train, go take your medication because, you know, that's all denial. You know, I mean, you know, I was going to send you something on Facebook earlier today, and my son informed me that I could not and that I better not, but I just might do it out of honoriness. The caption says, on a quiet night, Kansas City Chiefs can hear the Raiders crying. So I'm going to send you that picture eventually. I don't know when, but Anthony informed me that I was absolutely not to send you that post on Facebook, but we'll see. But no, I mean, I love my Royals, love my Chiefs, you know, win or lose, I will always be a Royals fan, despite the fact that they got very badly beat. I did like the video, though, that you did send me the other day of the Rock and Roll Express with the guy standing under the sheet, you know, and Cornette standing there poking him, you know, and I love that because, you know, Granny's going to get to meet Arn Anderson October 12th in Hot Springs, Arkansas at CWA. So I'm looking forward to
that. Well, that's neat.
Yeah, well, Granny, CWA is starting back up again, and we're going to a show. Buff Bagwell's going to be there. Elijah Burke, you know, the Pope, he's going to be there. Cowboy Bob Orton, Arn Anderson. It's going to be a great show.
You know, Granny, it's funny. I've been trying to tell you to watch NXT, and now it's coming to USA Network. So Granny on Wednesdays will be watching replays of NXT. She'll be excited. You know, she gets to meet some new wrestlers, and she gets to hate new wrestlers and love new wrestlers.
Well, you know, I've met Cowboy Bob Orton before and Buff Bagwell, you know, so I loved it. I love them.
I mean,
they're awesome. So, oh, on NXT?
I mean, yes. I'm excited. So Granny gets to get a glimpse, maybe.
So,
but, you know, Monday Night Raw, Granny, I don't know how to explain this, but, you know, Sasha Banks is quite the liar. I wasn't quiet on social media. I'm going to call her out on that. Dear, if you're tweeting at AEW and complimenting them, I'm surprised that WWE let you back. But seeing as how they've lost so many people to injury and to AEW and whatnot, I can see why they brought her back. But at the same time, I've not been a big fan of what she's been doing lately because, Granny, she's a walking contradictory.
Mm-hmm.
She's been saying how it should have been her, how she should have main evented Mania. Well, dear, you were a women's tag team champion, weren't you not? So wasn't that more credit than credit is due? And they did promise her a lengthy title run, whatever. My thing is this, you got to focus on the now, dear. You can't be dwelling in the past. Natty, you know, she mentored you, she loved you, and you stabbed her right in the back.
Yep.
The fact of the matter is also Monday Night Raw, that tag team turmoil, Granny. It's so hard to watch all those tag teams. I enjoyed it, some of it, but some of it I just thought to myself, is someone trying to replicate Mr. Perfect and Rick Rude? Because I honestly, you know, do not see myself seeing. They cannot name themselves a tag team unless they call it Rudolph.
Yep, that's about right.
I'm sorry, Granny, but Dolph Ziggler complains so much, and how is it he gets himself in a title picture? I'm confused.
I don't know. That kind of confuses me as well.
I figure out whether not to be totally TMZ or gossip-like, but we figure out where the Iconics went, why they have not been on programming, and why they dropped the tag team championships. No secret. She got married to Sean Spears from AEW. Peyton Royce did. Congratulations. You know, mazel tov. You got married. I don't give a fuck. But is that why, you know, they let the Iconics finally drop the tag titles to Nikki Cross and Alexa Bliss? I will never know. But I was also wondering where Corey Graves was for a week. You know, I'm one of my friends, Granny, it's so funny, he says, why couldn't they have dropped him off in the Bermuda Triangle? I don't know. I mean, he might pick up another Carmella. He might pick up another Mandy Rose. God forbid if he picks up another Alexa Bliss. It was because the Bermuda Triangle, folks, is where they say a lot of people get lost. Well, unfortunately for all of us, Corey Graves comes back, you know, and they're like, why unfortunately? Because listening to him is like nails on a chalkboard, but listening to Michael Cole, speaking of announcers and commentators, Granny, I'd say Tony Schiavone joining AEW's announced team with Jim Ross. That's going to be highly interesting on Wednesday night because
yes,
you and I both, because they're both the voices of their respective rivals back in the day. Jim Ross voicing Monday Night Raw. Now Tony Schiavone, the voice of WCW. Although there's one problem. There's no contrast commentators on AEW staff. So my friend says, why do you hate AEW so much? I don't hate them. I just can nitpick with them. And one of the things that they replaced, and, well, you know him as Ambrose in WWE, but Moxley was to face Kenny Omega at AEW's first pay-per-view in Chicago. Mm-hmm. But he has MRSA, and it flared up really bad, so they had to pull him from the event, and they replaced him with Pac, or this dude used to go as Neville, mostly know him in WWE, NXT. Boy, you know, AEW, Granny, I must say, they have that depth chart that's unreal. They said, well, that's why we have 77 people on our roster. Actually, they have 87, if you want to count the women. They've got Kaya Stevens or Karma. They've got Aja Kong. They've got Britt Baker from NXT. They got Tessa Blanchard, Taya. They just have several talents, you know, that just can't, you cannot begin to understand. You know, Tessa Blanchard comes from wrestling royalty. Danny, by the way, you know, Tully Blanchard looks like he hasn't lost a step from his days with the Four Horsemen. And, Arn Anderson, basically, too, because he's there, you know, behind the scenes. You got Dean Malenko behind the scenes. You've got plenty of good names in AEW. And I mean, for their replacement, you know, I'm curious because now I want to tune my TV in to Monday night, or not Monday night, Wednesday night. By the way, Granny, I don't know how friendly it's going to get between Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman, who now are facing each other at Clash of Champions.
Yep.
I'm very highly interested. I think it's a lot of fans, Granny. I feel, you feel. Time for the big man to win a championship because it's been 4 years in the making.
Yep, that's right.
He's been knocking at the door, folks, with, you know, championship matches with Lesnar. He's been in the ring with Samoa Joe. I mean, several people, Kevin Owens, you name it.
Well, you know, last night he clearly had AJ pinned 1-2-3. And of course, the referee was knocked out. And then Gallows and Anderson comes running in with a chair, and, you know, and he gets blamed for hitting AJ with the chair, and he didn't even touch him with the chair at first. But once he got disqualified, then he did. Then he hit him with the chair. But I mean, you know, so, I mean, he kind of got screwed out of that title shot last night.
I just find it funny, Granny, how Eddie Guerrero kind of got noticed, or, you know, some people that are wrestling fans are like, hey, he pulled an Eddie. Granny, I don't think you're going to like this. I'm not sure that Kansas City is going to like this. But, you know, this is none of my business, folks. But it says here on my Facebook news feed, multiple reports are indicating the Kansas City Royals owner David Glass is looking to sell the club, which he has owned since 2000. Well, dude, you know what? That would kill Kansas City, so don't, please. You know, I think I like to visit my brother Curtis, but I don't think, you know, or Kurt Gannon, that is, but I don't know if he likes the Royals or the Cubs, so I'm not sure. So,
I've known David Glass for years. I mean, I worked for Walmart, you know, for years, so I know David Glass. I know, unfortunately, you know, the other night, the Royals, I think it was maybe last night, yesterday, I think, or the day before. I don't remember what day. I think it might have been yesterday, maybe the day before. I mean, they got beat very badly by the Oakland A's, and they were having to use Alex Gordon as a pitcher, the shortstop as a pitcher, and I think they ended up losing 19-4. But, you know, it is what it is, unfortunately, fans. And, you know, I mean, I don't know, you know, David Glass, yeah, he's been part of the Royals organization for quite some time. Many years.
So, Granny, you know, I'm not a Royals fan, obviously.
Obviously you're not.
But I don't. Here's my question, though. Like, why would you move a team that's going to make the fans who be like, well, we weren't winning anyways. Well, that's a cop out. You know, I think that you should just. It's really ridiculous to me how people can move a team like the Oakland A's. They were originally the Kansas City A's, originally the Philadelphia A's or whatever. They moved to Kansas City. That owner was a jerkwad anyways. David Glass is not a bad person. Let me tell you why. I met him because he rented a car. You know, they were coming to Kansas City when I worked at Enterprise. Very nice gentleman. And I'm sorry, folks, that I'm going off subject, you know, instead of talking about professional wrestling. But here's my thing. No team should have to move. Like, the Raiders moving from Oakland – that one I understand, and here's the difference. Oakland, their mayor, you know, could not afford the fee to, you know, save the football team. And why not stay with, you know, a city that's going to pay for your team? You got to have – it's just like in professional wrestling. You have to understand, like, your limits, your boundaries. So that's why they might be extending shows an hour long, which is one of the subjects on my subtitles or whatever. Sometimes, Danny, things happen for a reason. It's really sad, though, because my relatives, we don't mind coming to Yankees games here. It's very friendly. It's a fun atmosphere. We get heckled, you know. The barbecue smells really nice. I have nothing but nice things to say about some Royals fans. Yeah, some Royals fans are jerks, but jerks are everywhere. So let me just cover my tracks and say the following. It's really unfortunate that he's talking about selling the team. He may not. So that's always been a thing, that Kansas City's one of the few dual team stadiums that are right next to each other, and that'd be kind of really sad to see them go. I mean, what are you going to do with the stadium? It's just going to sit there? It's got history to it.
It does. I mean, the Royals, they've won some World Series, you know. I mean, you know, 1985, and then, what was it, 3 years ago? Yep.
Yeah, so, 4 years ago. We're going to move past the depressing talk, so... do I have really new music? Is that what you're saying to me? Oh, Eugenia, I love you, dear. She's saying, isn't that funny?
Hello, Eugenia. Hello, Eugenia.
She said, isn't that funny? You go absolute batshit insane, and, you know, Granny just sits in the background and listens, and she goes, "Oh, love." She goes, "Love is the first ever NXT UK takeover." I know I do a horrible British accent, my bad, folks, but NXT UK takeover. She's like, "I'm gonna tell Gibson he has smelly feet." You know, when Gibson takes his shoes off, we take our shoes off. And I go, "Well, don't you think that's a lot of shoes going off in England?" And she goes, "Well, yes, dearie. What, to smack Gibson upside the head?" And one day, she goes, "One of these days, Granny's gonna join me." I love
her.
She's
great.
That would be
nice. That would be awesome.
I love the way you think, Eugenia. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. It's special, you know, explicit content. If you have children, please plug their ears, you idiots. Also, please do not repeat the content that is repeated, you know, has been voiced aloud on this show. I do not own the rights to Nikki Cross's theme, Glasgow Cross. All rights reserved for CFO Jim Johnson produced record of Nikki Cross. All likeness is not owned by Brian Rails, although all the rights are reserved from March 7, 2016 of Off the Rails Uncensored. If you decide to use the title or any likeness thereof, you will be fined directly, and a certain amount that will be afforded to you from Small Claims Civil Court. All rights reserved 2016 of March 7th, the date and birth of Off the Rails Uncensored. All right, folks, get ready to buckle up and enter inside my head. Enter with your own risk. So enjoy. Granny for a very limited time, and we thank her for coming on the show today. Okay. Second of all, you know, AEW, despite them only being alive for 6 months in professional wrestling, and I've gotten some nitpicks from, you know, watching them and what they do, I must say, Granny, I'm impressed with what they're doing, you know, as far as putting a show together, and the circulation was 72 grand, and they had 23,000 people sell out a show in Chicago. And lately WWE's been selling out certain shows, but Granny, I gotta ask you a question. Did you happen to hear any pops at all for Sasha Banks?
No,
you know,
I didn't.
Regarding what happened, you know, that's bad. You know, she almost spent 30 minutes outside talking about how the fans betrayed her. And how Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch main event with Charlotte, how she feels cheated that she should have been a part of that match. And I'm thinking, well, you know what, sweetie, you threw a temper tantrum on the floor in the backstage area in WrestleMania 35. So really, should we be, you know, cheering for you? I mean, I'm glad you're back in some regards, gave spice to the women's division, but in other regards, what exactly is it that you're supposed to do for us? Are you supposed to win the women's championship? Or are you supposed to work us into a frenzy? I don't know. But my theory with you all is like watching Granny again. I don't know what route they're going. I'm just happy that Lesnar is not the champion, thank the Lord. So they got that right.
Yes, that's for sure.
You know, and I think I'm taking the headset off because it's way too hot up in this studio. Jesus Christ. One thing I must impress upon a lot of people is that when we're watching programming, I'm beginning to, it's fun just predicting like a hypothesis, if you will, of, okay, if we watch AEW, what will happen, you know, that night on Wednesdays. If we watch WWE NXT, you know what, folks? I'm excited, point blank, period. You know what?
I did flush the toilet because Monday Night Raw really pissed me off last night, and it, from time to time, that show will make me wonder the question, why did they have a nice show previous week, you know, where everything flowed nicely, there were new champions, to this week where we don't know what the fuck went on. Some of them is saying amen.
That's right.
She's great. She said, she goes, tell Granny she needs to fly so we can watch some NXT UK together.
Well, Eugenia, Granny doesn't have a passport right now, and I'm in the process of maybe trying to eventually get one, but, you know, I've never been out of the United States, so that would be a real treat for me, you know. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon, Eugenia, but I will do my very best at some point in time maybe to try to make it over there to see you.
Is one of those properly introduce you to the Faugit? Is that what you? Okay, I'm having trouble translating Eugenia. Faugit name Jenny. Oh, I know who she's referring to. Okay, Granny, picture the UK version of Lacey Evans, but a little bit skinnier. Yeah, she.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how do you want me to describe Eugenia? Good Lord, dear, I know you're getting excited, but... Oh, okay. She too... I'm trying to read. She's sending me paragraphs literally on Wrestle_Radio on Instagram. This is funny. Okay.
Oh,
dear.
Gotta love you, Eugenia.
Oh, I love you, dear. Okay, so you... This is, sounds like a scene from Uncle Buck. Eugenia, I love you, dear, but can you slow down the paragraphs?
She's getting excited.
Well, she's all, well, Granny should watch it on the network. She has the network, does she not? Okay.
Yeah.
Eugenia, yeah, she has the network. It's just one thing, she has the Moose Lodge, and she has other wrestling, you know, that she loves to go to on weekends, like WSC and stuff in Arkansas and whoever's closest. She wants to know.
I just got back from my state convention, B-Train. I was in Little Rock this past weekend. I was in meetings, so I haven't had, since I've been back from Las Vegas, Granny has not had a lot of time to watch the WWE Network.
She says, well, tea and crumpets. I think Miss Granny hopes that she'd be sitting on that bum and watching that telly.
Well, I don't even get to watch a lot of the telly right now because I'm, you know, between meetings and events that I have to go to, and now that I am officially Deputy Grand Regent for the state of Arkansas for the Women of the Moose, this next year is going to be a very busy schedule for me as well. So, I didn't know, there's just not enough of me to go around.
It's funny, Granny, because she says, well, I think you, she's like, you hate the villains, as do I. I think they're nothing but scum. It's like the scum he's trying to, you know, wash and scour pulp. She goes, it's like trying to scrub off Gibson. And I was like, are you, Eugenia, I love you to pieces, dear. But Manny, okay, Zach Gibson, how do I describe him? I love this description. It stands here in for cheap. When Eugenia starts describing things, it's great. She says, well, Bob's me uncle. That Gibson is like that one relative you want to take out and beat with a lot of rough stuff. I was like, okay, then.
Oh, my.
She goes, he's not Liverpool's number one. I was like, are we getting into football for your football? She's shaking her head, yes. She goes, Zach Gibson claims to be Liverpool's number one, but that's a load of bull pucky. That's her bouquet. I like the vocabulary description of this. So Granny's supposed to hate Zach Gibson. Okay, well, we've established that.
Okay, well, that sounds like somebody that Granny would want to hate, you know, I mean.
He calls him, okay, he's a part, I'll describe it, Eugenia, no problem. So, James Drake and Zach Gibson won the UK, NXT UK Tag Team Championships, and they weren't supposed to. It was against, they call themselves the Grizzled Young Veterans, and what's funny is that Gibson will constantly come out and say, I am Liverpool's number one, and all you miscreants, he's like, you take your shoes off, don't you know that's environmentally against health code? I just slapped
okay,
my ass off because
it sounds like somebody that Granny would have a lot of fun talking some smack to.
Oh, yes.
Bring him on. Bring him on. I'm sure I could throw something really good out there to him.
I think it was funny because he says how all the teams in the NXT UK locker room could not measure up to the amount of stardom that he and James Drake bring to NXT UK. Well, Eugenia, yes, I'm getting to that. They... team of Tyler Bate and Trent Seven, NXT UK or UK Strong Style. They basically have the handlebar mustache. They're both what look like the Hollywood Blondes, not entirely, but Tyler Bate, for his height, Granny, he's a pretty strong little guy. And probably, from what I understand, bench press over 400 pounds and deadlift.
Oh, my.
He can deadlift a lot with his legs, and he's pretty strong. So Zach Gibson and them been avoiding the were to soon to be NXT UK Tag Team Champions, and I think, well, now if they were to challenge anybody like Noam Dar, or there's another dude named Andrew, I forget his last name, but it's okay. Speaking of NXT UK Takeover, there's a guy that's in a, okay, describe this so Granny may understand better. The villains who are now defunct, there's a group of villains called Imperium. Alexander Wolf, Walter, and let's see here, this guy that looks like Cesaro. Anyway, there's four of them. They are attacking, you know, this group. This guy used to be part of 205 Live, he's Italian, so now they, oh yes. Marcel Bartel. Granny, these are the four snobs that if you were in a restaurant, they said, four, please, and they walk in anyways after you tell them, well, no, I can't. These are the four guys. Okay, Walter, look, picture an Austrian Andre the Giant.
Am I?
Yes, he's got frying pans for hands, and he's just as agile as Andre as well. Now, he's been compared to a lot of WWE former greats, like the likes of Bruno Sammartino, like Nikolai Volkov, like, oh, Fabian Eichner, there it is. Fabian Eichner, Marcel Bartel, like Alexander Wolf, and Walter. Walter does this one-on-one with the Kiwi Buzzsaw, Travis Banks, who got taken out by, I call him Finn Balor's twin, Jordan Devlin. Which, you know, Finn Balor ended up taking him out in the first NXT UK takeover last year. Anyways, that's besides the point. Granny, Walter keeps running away. It's funny because Travis Banks is taller than him. Now, is there a possibility that Walter is afraid? I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows?
Walter's 6'8". Right? Travis Banks is my height at 5'9". And Walter keeps avoiding the question, well, I beat Pete Dunne, so therefore my title defenses are slim to none, but I'll defend my championship against you because I know I can win. Well, the last NXT UK Live event that they were at, Walter had to use outside interference, Grammy, to beat a dude my size.
Well, you know, it sounds like Walter would, I would have fun calling Walter a nice big chicken.
Yes.
Chicken.
Because they
you know that?
Yeah. I feel like most people don't understand what I, Eugenia, I get it. Toni Storm, now you saw her, I don't know if you watched Evolution, you saw her, Granny. She.
Yes, I saw that.
She's going one-on-one with Kaylee Ray, and Kaylee Ray keeps attacking Toni from behind, and I'm thinking, well, Granny would have fun with Kaylee Ray as well, because Kaylee Ray says, I'm going towards you, I took your... took him under the wing, stuck under her wing, and I'm thinking, what wing where, dear? Yeah, you were best friends.
Bring it on.
The Mayhem Classic.
Bring it on.
Go ahead, Granny. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, bring it on. I'm ready. You know, I'm ready. I mean, you know, if I can talk smack to Double Dork's woman, Erica, at WFC and WCWA, I think I could handle this lady.
Miss Bimbo.
Yeah. Ray, she's part of the Mayhem Classic. She said, I knew you took opportunities. I took opportunities. And I'm thinking, what, you know, Kaylee Ray said some, like, but I take, she goes, I'm like you, I don't have very many friends. And the friends I do have are beneficial to me. When I get done with them, they know their role. I'm thinking, well, isn't that a bit cocky before you face Toni Storm? I mean, this woman defended against Rhea Ripley, who is like the female Pete Dunne. Pete Dunne is a guy that, okay, Granny, picture William Regal and Triple H and a wrestler legend by the name of Johnny Saint. Blend those three together and you get Pete Dunne.
Oh, my.
Yes, Pete Dunne likes bending limbs like the old school wrestlers back in the day, and I love it. But fans, I do realize I'm getting off touch, but I have to talk about something different other than my normal garb because Granny has limited time. So I figured, you know, Eugenia always somehow has a magnet. She knows when Granny's on, like she beelines it to WrestleMania's Instagram. And I'm like, well, you know, Eugenia, Granny, she gets a lot of questions on my Instagram. I don't have time to answer them all, but or have her answer
well, you
them.
Well, you know, B-Train, it's been a while since Granny's kind of been on with you because of your changes that you've made, you know, periodically to the show and my schedule and your schedule. And, you know, a couple weeks ago, you know, I popped up on a Wednesday and just called in randomly to, you know, kind of touch base with everybody. And no fans, Granny hasn't fallen off the face of the earth, just the way my schedule's been. So I really appreciate B-Train, you know, making a few changes here and there, allowing me the time to do what I had to do. You know, I always enjoy, matter of fact, B-Train, Icon asked me last night if I was still doing the show with you. And I said, well, yeah, I am. Just periodically, you know, I've been, he's not had me on a lot of different episodes lately because of the way he's doing things, you know, and periodically he'll have an occasional guest host help him out. So, you know, it's all good, fans. I mean, you know, B-Train doesn't hate me. I'm not in trouble, you know, so it's just the way that, it's the way the schedule has been working out lately, you know, and my schedule, you know, going to Vegas and then this convention. And so I appreciate the time away. You know, I miss not being on the show periodically, you know, but hey, that's okay. I mean, I know that Granny has always has a place here at Wrestle Radio Network. So, you know, it's all good.
Like I
that was my husband, fans in the background. that you heard say, you hope, that was my husband, David. So say hello to the radio world, David.
Hey, folks.
He says, hey, folks.
See what I have put up with.
He really does love me, fans.
Well, you know, we've here's the thing, folks. A lot of you thought that I released Granny, that I released Lady Lynn. It's like, look, allow me to squash all the rumors that have been going around about Wrestle Radio Network not being a thing because Brian Rails is mentally unstable to run it. Well, thanks, you know, for the fucker who leaves me messages right and left about my mental stability. Allow me to explain to you all what's been going on just briefly. Dad's been in the emergency room last Sunday with a blood clot in his right lung, and he has had a case of pneumonia. It's fine now. But, you know, folks, let me just point this out here, personal. When your dad or someone or loved one has cancer and they have something on top of what they have, it tends to fuck with you mentally. So if I seem like I'm all over the place because of that bullshit, allow me to elaborate, yo. I love professional wrestling because therapy is much needed when you deal with an 8.5-hour workday and you deal with different variety of customers every day, but you love what you do, right? So squash every rumor that said I let go and release the rights to Wrestle Radio Network. No, I have not. Those of you who said I rambled too much on Icon Show, that I was full of shit, I don't really care what you think because you're not paying me and you're not paying my bills, so screw you. Oh, and for those of you who thought I let go of Granny, no, she's like family, so no, I have not let go of Granny. Sorry to disappoint you guys in the rumor mill. I mean, it's one thing to say I am the boss, yes, because I've owned this show since March 7th of 2016. But let me clear things up. I love both WWE and AEW. I was pissed last night because they did such a damn good job last week, but this week it was like struggling, you know, to get the message out. As far as Monday Night Raw goes, I don't know how well WWE SmackDown Live goes, but Granny, dear Lord, I'm confused about Eric Rowan. It's like Doink the Clown reveal on WrestleMania 9. They look exactly alike.
Yeah, I'm kind of confused myself. When I saw that last week and he pulled off the hood and I looked and I'm thinking, you know, of course, the look on Roman Reigns' face, he was just as confused as we all were. I mean, go figure.
Yeah, yeah.
Go figure.
It's just like, how do you... Are you guys trying to confuse the fans? Is that your goal? Is that what you're going for? Is that your motif? I don't know. Also, I wanted to touch briefly again, because, you know, they're extending any... Their show's NXT 2 hours. SmackDown Live has been rumored to go 3. 205 Live. It's not a discount for, like, what's been going on. But, Granny, I don't think SmackDown Live needs to go that long because they lose so much. And I don't know what they're doing. It's like, dude, I really... Why would you extend a show that is already fine the way it is? And just make it worse, you know, by, okay, 3 hours. So an hour extends, you know, whatever. For 205 Live, those guys need a separate show. They had it on the network. But some people, they were saying, I wasn't watching it, so why are they having it on the network? Well, you want my explanation for it? I think SmackDown Live is completely fine the way it is. Sure, it has its moments, but I think it could easily be fixed. I don't think they need to add 205 Live. That's just me. Also, I'm going to steal my favorite catchphrase from Hurricane Helms ever. Sasha Banks, you come back to WWE, that's cool. But you're claiming that you were quiet and you stood in the shadows. What's up with that? Like, honestly, dear, no, Granny, she did not. She was not quiet. There was evidence on her Instagram page, on her Twitter page, that she was tweeting out, giving shout-outs to former WWE superstars, complimenting AEW on their event. You don't think Hunter and Vince and all the higher-ups notice what you do? That's out of my control. That's out of Granny's control. But, Granny, I'm fitting to say this. She's very fortunate that WWE gave her a second chance. I just, you know, whatever. But I just want to point out with my 14 minutes left that watching the difference between AEW and what WWE is currently doing, I don't know. Clash of Champions seems like it's a good idea, bad idea thing. Again, I don't know what you make of Braun Strowman and Seth Rollins' friendship, but aren't you confused?
Yes, I am, and I'm going to be having to get off here shortly, be trained, because I got to get it ready to go to my meeting that I have to go. So.
That's all right, Granny. Thank you for being on today's show. Everyone, rarity now that I get my co-host on my show. But I just want to point out, you know, she did an amazing job for today, and I want to thank her for coming in and being a guest, you know, guest co-host, so actually being a guest on today's show. So, Granny, thank you so much.
Well, you're quite welcome. Have a good one, B-Train. Have a good one, everybody.
All right. Thank you, Granny Hulkster. That was Granny Hulkster, ladies and gentlemen, for today. So I just want to point out what WWE is doing ratings-wise, what WWE is doing versus AEW. Is that a big deal? Yes, it is, because the outward statement of Hunter, we are going to focus on what we are doing, and they're going to be doing whatever it is they're doing. I've seen signs, folks, of concern. No, I've seen signs of irritation. When you hear the words uttered out of Triple H's mouth at Hall of Fame, that was probably edited out and not put on actual programming. That's funny, because we will outright own this company in 5 years, and they will be begging us for jobs. They'll be out of business, just like every other business that has come to compete with us. That is a very bold statement, but it's not necessarily an incorrect one. TNA went out of business, now it's Impact. So you guys see exactly what's going on. Because I guarantee what's going on between AEW and WWE, is it a big deal? Yes. Sasha Banks, the momentum changer for World Wrestling Entertainment, I don't know. But it did help the women's division, despite her not getting pops at all in the New Orleans crowd and Smoothie King. About that, I'm going to point this out. How is it you go from action to complete confusion during the tag team turmoil? You have the B team going face to face and, well, let's see here. Okay. See, I lost track because the Revival in the OC lost. Okay, so Club and the Viking Raiders. He's the feud, which I mean it's a double disqualification, so both teams are out of the equation, and that's supposed to get a pop out of us. There are certain things on Monday Night Raw that I'm going to continue talking about briefly, and that is, what the fuck, the tag team turmoil took too long. Clash of Champions is looking a bit confusing. Braun Strowman, Seth Rollins, the setup for that, is there going to be something even deeper that you're teasing us with? Is there going to be some kind of friendly feud? Is there going to be something that we all can be like, oh, yay, and then, oh, no, they're friendly fighting, yay, all sportsmanship, woohoo, type thing between Braun Strowman and Seth Rollins. Now, reading the replacement, you know, I'm going to switch gears here. AEW, John Moxley has MRSA, so now Pac replaces him. This is going to be a good match. The tag team championships for AEW is on the line. The inaugural AEW championship, Jericho versus Hangman Page. Got to give it to Jericho, in my opinion, because he's going to center the company around one person. I don't know how their booking goes, and I am fascinated by what they're doing. Just simply because, you know, I find nitpicks, but I also find intrigue. I'm weird like that, you know. So, anyways, folks, I now have 8 minutes left to relay my thoughts. So, to segue into this, what's up, United Kingdom? What's up? Good luck, you know, not good luck, but it's going to be an amazing NXT UK takeover. If you do not have the WWE Network, you need to do so by subscribing to the World Wrestling Entertainment Network, WWE Network. Go on now. $9.99. The first month is free for new subscribers. If you do not have a valid debit or credit card, you can go to your local CVS's, your Walgreens, your Walmarts, your FYEs, your Best Buys, your 7-Elevens, your Dollar Generals. You can go to WWE.com, get a preloaded card, oh, and GameStop. That's the last place, $27.99, no tax. If you do live in a state with tax, you pay whatever, get your 3 months, add it on top. When you type in the code and scratch it off on the back, for World Wrestling Entertainment Network subscription card. Subscribe today and view a lot of content from not just WWE, but Ring of Honor, ICW, Progress Wrestling, NWA, Smoky Mountain Pro, ECW, WCW, Relive the Monday Night Wars. Become a subscriber of World Wrestling Entertainment's WWE Network. Those of you wanting to join a wrestling school can do so by going to www.monsterfactory.org. If you don't have a phone, use a laptop, use an iPad, use a Kindle Fire, whatever. The number, folks, is located on the website on monsterfactory.org. Come to a school that has trained the following people: Godfather, King Kong Bundy, Preboy Larry Sharp, the former founder of the school in Clemson, New Jersey, and is now located in Paulsboro, New Jersey. Point is, invest in yourself and make your dreams of becoming a professional wrestler / commentator, manager, referee, whatever it is that you want to be. Invest in yourself and make your dreams of becoming involved in professional wrestling come true by joining the world-famous Monster Factory. Addresses and details located on the website monsterfactory.org. That does it for the advertisement. All right, fans, for the last remaining 5 minutes, do I apologize for flushing a toilet? No, I had to let loose something different. I'm not going to explain my actions. No, by any means, no. When one goes, Golden Fine pops up for AEW. Hour extensions for WWE. I don't know what the hour extensions are for. One, I figured out and have found reports. one in which, you know, okay, WWE basically put on their website that their times would be changing. NXT would be going to the network. So they're going to war. This is a war. You get caught in one camp or the other, you're in trouble. So Peyton Royce married Shawn Spears. Congratulations, dude. You know, mazel tov. So what if both sides are at war? Is that why the tag team championships were taken from the Iconics? I don't know. But, you know, if two people want to marry each other, to answer that question, Jim, they can do whatever they want. In my opinion, you know, if you marry in this business, this sport, this craziness, this Ragnarok known as professional wrestling, you're one crazy son of a bitch. The Godspeed, man. God love you. So, God love you, Mo. You know, a lot of people will criticize you for who you marry, who you're with when it comes to professional wrestling, but there are those who are fortunately blessed, and I don't speak for them, but from what I observe, from what I see two people who love each other and not stop loving each other. So, congratulations, Peyton. Congratulations to Shawn Spears as well. You guys are amazing and amazing competitors, so let me just point that out. Anyhow, as I wind down the end of my show, I want to just touch base with a few things. So, Sasha's back. AEW replaced Moxley with Pac. They have faced each other before, Omega and Pac. But we're living in the here and now, and at AEW's latest event that will be held in Chicago, Sears Center, 23,000, is filled to capacity. It's sold out. I am excited. Tony Schiavone and Jim Ross as a group, as a pair. Wow. The voice, former voice of Monday Night Raw, now current voice, the voice of Monday Night Raw. And no, I'm not referring to Michael Cole. I'm referring to Jim Ross. That's going to be a sight to see, to hear. The question is, how, you know, they're both color commentators. They may disagree, they may agree. I don't know. It's exciting for them to be calling the action. Now I'm going to read over AE Dubs and their cards. So let's just see here. I know I've typed it in several times, folks, but I don't have any statistics with me so far about World Wrestling Entertainment and their ratings. But so far, let me read the card for the following. August 31st, AEW World Championship is going to be probably the main event. Chris Jericho versus Adam Hangman Page. Kenny Omega versus Pac. AAA Tag Team Championships, the Lucha Brothers versus the Young Bucks in a ladder match. Cody versus Shawn Spears with Tully Blanchard. Best Friends versus Dark Order. Winner gets a bye in the Tag Team Championship Tournament. Joey Janela versus Jimmy Havoc versus Darby Allin. Again, crazy, crazy match. Riho versus Hikaru Shida. Women's Casino Battle Royale. Winner receives a shot at an inaugural women's title confirmed. Britt Baker, Jazz, Katie Gibbs, Teal Piper, Big Swole, Ariel Monroe, Brandi Rhodes, Nyla Rose, Ali, Yuka Shawazaki, Ivelisse, Private Party versus Angelico and Jack Evans in the buy-in-one pre-show. So there's a lot of speculation that CM Punk will be involved at this show. And I've said this before. If he gets involved, I'm going to watch AEW religiously. So with that being said, if you didn't like what good old Brian Rails had to say, and I got three choice words for you, and if Granny was on here, I can't say her catchphrase because it's not me. But if you didn't like what I had to say, then I'll repeat it. I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. And that'll do it for today, folks. Have a good day, night, whatever. I love y'all. I got to eat. My stomach is growling and bitching at me very much. So, I love you all. Dig it. The cream of the crop. Brother.
The cult of personality.